This is Ted Kennedy. A good way to encourage young Americans to vote is through voter registration in the schools. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in congressional elections last fall, voter turnout was only 36%, the worst since 1942. Even in presidential elections, it barely reaches 50%, compared to 80 or even 90% in other Democratic nations. Part of the problem is the archaic voter registration laws that impose unnecessary barriers on the right to vote. One good way to cut through the red tape is to make registration more accessible, especially to young Americans. In recent years, Florida has pioneered a remarkably successful program to register high school students in their social studies classes. It turns out to be a welcome shot in the arm for our democracy. In many schools, the registration rate is 100%, and you'll like this part, Al, it virtually costs nothing. High school voter registration, it makes sense, Al, and it turns young citizens into lifelong voters.
I'm all for getting more Americans to the polls, Ted. Matter of fact, I wouldn't mind seeing a lot more Republicans get out to vote to throw you out in Massachusetts. Americans of all ages need to better understand the responsibility and importance of voting. That simple act is the very essence of our nation. Well, let's not just stop at high school registration, Ted. We need to inspire folks already registered to get to those polls. That includes people who don't have transportation, those who think their vote doesn't count. What we need, Ted, are candidates who people want to vote for and campaign laws that don't always stack the deck in favor of the incumbents. Showing high school students how easy it is to vote is one great idea, Ted, but stop dragging your feet about campaign reform. Help us get fresh faces to run for office, and you'll see a better turnout. My state of Wyoming can turn out more than 80% of its voters in a snowstorm. You just snow them up there in Massachusetts. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.